It's Monday, September 19th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A 14-year-old Christian boy named Zeeshan Massa was badly molested, murdered, and then hung from a tree in Pakistan, where Christians are treated as second-class citizens, reports Christian Today. Local Muslim police turned a blind eye, initially registering the brutal homicide as death by natural causes, until the British Pakistani Christian Association spoke out, saying this family, quote, lost a son to an extremely heinous crime and the chance for them to get justice is limited, unquote. The Christian group, which has set up a petition to stop child abduction, is raising money to pay for Zeeshan's funeral. May the heart cry of Amos 5:24 come to pass. Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. On Saturday night, a man dressed as a security guard stabbed 9 people as he made references to Allah at a Minnesota mall 70 miles northwest of Minneapolis. The perpetrator, who was shot dead by an off-duty police officer, reportedly asked a victim if he was Muslim before attacking him. ISIS is claiming him as one of their own. An explosion in the Manhattan, New York, Chelsea neighborhood on Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. injured 29 people. The homemade bomb was detonated on 23rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Reuters reports that ISIS supporters rushed to celebrate. One tweeted, quote, the lions of the caliphate roar in New York. We cause you pain inside your house. The carrier of the cross, unquote. By God's good providence, nobody was injured when a pipe bomb exploded in Seaside Park, New Jersey at 9:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Thousands of people were there to participate in the Semper Fi charity 5K race to benefit Marines and sailors. Fox News says police are suspecting a link between the explosive devices used in New York and New Jersey. Remember the Christian owners of an Oregon bakery who were fined $135,000 by a state government agency for declining?